That's what happens when you get caught by arrears. We're in here talking, and all of a sudden, oh no, we're watching soccer. We should be talking.
Yeah, we should be talking.
Well, we're in where are we at here? Okay, yeah, we're here. Michael's here. I'm here. Jeremy's not. He's on vacation, so you got to put up with us. We're not seeing the same kind of slaughter in the World Cup as we did yesterday, although there's been some pretty good shots on goal. It's the Netherlands and Argentina. So we'll see what happens. Way to go, Tigers. 3-1.
4-1.
Excuse me. I missed that last run, yeah. I think the best part of that was Don Kelly getting the intentional walk.
That's
you
just
know,
funny.
There's this thing in baseball called a kangaroo court. Where you go to, you get fined for things. He's probably going to get fined like $20, you know, for having the first time he's ever been intentionally walked. But that's cool.
He'll brag about it.
Yeah, he will.
Like Jim Price said.
It's getaway day for the app. It's getaway day for the Royals, or the Tigers, as they head to Kansas City. Tomorrow, game time 7:45 here on AM 590 WKZL. But until then, the Tigers are in first place by 5 games. And you know what's really amazing? They did this without Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, he had a day off,
which was cool. And Victor Martinez, of course, is being held out as a precaution because of injury, but that's way cool. So, not bad. Way to go, Tigers. Nice to have you here. We're going to talk a little later on with Amy Hunter from the Kalamazoo Alliance for Equality, as they have an event coming up where Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate Lisa Brown is going to be in town tomorrow, and we'll talk with Amy about that. As always, we'll take your texts at 880-373. We had one accident, just or not an accident necessarily reported, but it's something going on West Main, right, Michael?
Yes, a disabled vehicle in the westbound lane on West Main, just east of Drake Road. So caution is advised when going through that area.
Uh-huh, and that's a busy intersection to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be fun. It is 76 right now. Nice outside. It really is. Wind's blowing around 10 miles an hour. It is. It's a nice, cool, not used to this type of weather in July day.
No, very cool, so. Not as humid. That's all great.
Yeah, I like that. It is. It is good. We do have some movie tickets we're going to give away after 4:30 to the new Planet of the Apes movie. They're remaking the movie, Michael.
Oh, wow.
They're remaking the movie, Michael. Why? Why?
Why do they always remake movies? Can't anybody come up with something new and original these days?
I don't know.
Ugh.
It's like, if Charlton Heston isn't in it, you dirty, filthy apes! I don't want to see it. Okay?
What
Although Wahlberg
scene.
Did a pretty good job in his ape debut. But I'm like, no.
We just got another traffic text in. Okay. Traffic backed up at around mile marker 82 on westbound I-94. Not sure why that it's backed up, but just want to let everybody know what's going on there and why there's a slowdown.
Okay. And if somebody sees it, you know, text us or let us know. Tim has sent me, oh, here we go, westbound I-94 is closed over Portage Road in Kalamazoo County this is the right lane. So this could be why we're having issues. The right lane of westbound 94 is closed over Portage Road to repair a pothole. Yeah, one place you don't want to have a pothole is when you're going 70 miles an hour.
No.
Closure is expected to be in place until noon tomorrow. All right, so make a note of this. This is probably why we're seeing the slowdown on westbound I-94 at mile marker 82. It's probably all the way back from, around the Portage Road area. So that would be exit 78, and then we're seeing on the map there's a red blotch between red around Portage Road all the way back to past Sprinkle Road. That things are moving slow, but that the traffic is almost stopped right around exit 78. So be aware of that's probably why we're having issues. And we'll have issues until tomorrow, for what it's worth. We're also going to, this being the summertime, so I'll ask you, Michael, what's your favorite theme park?
Theme park? Cedar Point.
Cedar Point?
Yes.
It is. I go there for just a few rides. They took one of my rides away.
And which one is that?
The tower. Slow-moving tower.
Oh, yes.
They took that out.
They took that out for the new ride, the Gatekeeper.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, but I like the Gatekeeper.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it. You know what used to be nice on the tower as you were going up? You see all the maniacs that get on the 300-foot in the air yo-yo ride, the swing. Where they start swinging and then, phoomp, up in the air they go.
The Windseeker?
I don't think so.
I've rode that. That's not as bad as what you think.
Look, I'm old and I have high blood pressure, okay? Those are two things that I am not supposed to get on those rides with.
Not a good combination.
No. Old man, sorry. Because I still go on the Blue Streak, and I love the Blue Streak.
Definitely.
It's a roller coaster that makes you think you're going to fly off the rails at any minute. You know, you're just, you know, but
I wonder if my seatbelt's always going to stay on, too.
Yeah. It is kind of, you know, it's like, anyway, Cedar Point is mine, too. Although I have been to Six Flags Over Georgia, and that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Been to Disneyland. Disneyland was really cool. But I would say Cedar Point, too, because it's just packed with stuff. Normally what I do is go sit in the internet cafe and drink coffee, and then when I get bored, I'll go out and ride the tram, you know,
mm-hmm.
ride the train, slow rides. Or the Iron Dragon. Or
my fiance likes doing those rides, too.
We are going to give you tips on how to get kicked out of your favorite theme park coming up. CBS News is next. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's Michael Loudon. It's Jim McKinney. Welcome on a Wednesday, 590 WKZL. WKZO News Time is 4:35. Michael Loudon, Jim McKinney in for Jeremy Lawrence. I beg your pardon. What are you clearing your throat on the air for? Oh, it's, never mind.
That
it's
was
a song.
The song.
I always forget. I'm old. I can, you know, be taken down the path of perdition, so to speak. 590 WKZL. We're going to talk now about an event coming up with the Kalamazoo Alliance of Equality joining us. The president of the alliance, Amy Hunter. Good afternoon, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Jim.
All right. So talk a little bit about the event coming up tomorrow where Lieutenant Governor candidate Lisa Brown will be visiting us.
Exactly. We are really excited that Lisa will be making her first official visit as a candidate for Lieutenant Governor here in Kalamazoo. She's coming to be at an event and talk to activists and supporters of equality, women's rights, things like that, at the Alamo Draft House tomorrow night, beginning at 5:30. It's a really gracious thing for her campaign to have her come and make her first official visit here. She's a wonderful supporter of the LGBT community and of women's rights, so we're really excited.
Well, the Shower Brown ticket has been pretty outspoken in their support for equality, obviously. And, of course, we're all waiting because it's pretty much guaranteed we're going to have to wait for the United States Supreme Court to say something. But it's still nice for her to come to Kalamazoo. Amy, are there tickets available? Can you buy them in advance or do you have to buy them at the door? What's the ticket availability?
There are tickets available. They can be purchased in advance. If you probably the best way to do that is to search Kalamazoo Alliance for Equality on Facebook, and you'll find the event on the page. But you can buy tickets at the door, and they are $50, and that gets you into the event. You get to hear Lisa speak. You get a drink ticket. There's food. You get to hear Mayor Hopewell is going to speak. Representative McCann will be there. We're also being treated to a preview showing of a brand new movie called The Dog. It's a documentary about the character in Dog Day Afternoon that Al Pacino played. It's a really fascinating story, and we're very grateful to Alamo Draft House and James Sanford for setting that up for us. So it's going to be a great, great evening.
Talking with Amy Hunter, who's the president of the Kalamazoo Alliance of Equality, while we have you on the phone, because it's always a great opportunity. Tell us a little bit about the alliance, what it's about, how long it's been in existence, you know, where people can get more information, Amy, on the alliance.
Sure. Kalamazoo Alliance for Equality was formed by a group of folks here in Kalamazoo. Some of your listeners may remember Commissioner Terry Koseski, who tragically passed away right after just a few months after he took office of city commissioner. He was one of the original founders. It was founded as a social justice organization to help bring equality specifically for the LGBT community. And we sought a way to do that by forming an alliance of like-minded people and other organizations in the area. We were the organization that originally brought Kalamazoo's non-discrimination ordinance to the city. And Terry was the brains behind that. I helped with that. There's some great other people still with the organization. Kelly Doyle is an original member. Narda Beauchamp is an original member. We've since morphed into sort of two organizations. We were originally just a social justice organization. Now we have a political action committee. And I know that sounds like a bad word to a lot of people. We're not one of those super PACs with millions of dollars. We bring in a few hundred or a few thousand dollars, and we help to elect candidates that believe in equality around a wide range of issues. So we're really, you know, this event is ostensibly to do just that, is to raise money primarily for candidates of local interest, and we rate them on a series of things, policy positions from supporting unions, supporting education, supporting LGBT equality, marriage equality, women's reproductive rights. And if they pass our test, we will endorse them and perhaps even give them some money.
Talking with Amy Hunter, who's the president of the Kalamazoo Alliance for Equality event tomorrow night. At 5:30 at the Alamo Draft House. It's, of course, at the corner of Portage and Lovell, I believe.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful place, and it's a great place to go see a movie. And you actually have really, really good food, too, and drink. You know, it's like an all-encompassing experience. But tomorrow will be especially good because you'll get a chance to meet and talk with Lisa Brown, who's the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor. She is the running mate of Mark Schauer, who's on the Democratic ticket. And again, you can get tickets by going to, I believe it's KalamazooAlliance.org, right?
Yes.
And or you can just get them at the door. Credit card or check only, please. So if you've got cash, you can leave it home for what it's worth. So, well, I'm guessing that you're going to get a pretty big crowd tomorrow night, Amy. So, again, if people want more information about the Alliance, they can go to.
Absolutely. They can go to KalamazooAlliance.org. That's all one word. Or they can search for us on Facebook.
All right. Amy Hunter, president of the Kalamazoo Alliance for Equality. Thank you so much. Join us on short notice. We appreciate it very much. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon about what's happening with the Kalamazoo Alliance for Equality.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Amy Hunter, president of Kalamazoo Alliance for Equality. Big event coming up tomorrow. All right. So you've been to a theme park, right?
Right.
You know, there's things that you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, like line cutting.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's one of them. Big time. We'll talk about the other ones coming up. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show, Wednesday edition. We're halfway through the week, folks. To heave that sigh of relief, we'll talk again about the backup on 984 in just a few minutes, too. Michael Loud and Jim McKinney in with you on a Wednesday 75 in Kalamazoo. WKZO. WKZO News Time is at 4:43. We're keeping an eye on the World Cup for you. Boy, a lot of Argentinians are falling, man. We just get a yellow card? Maybe? I don't know. Seems like they're all falling down, man. I mean, you know, they're going to already take one of them off the pitch and on a stretcher.
They always all fall down and complain that they get hurt really bad, and most of the time they get up and just run like normally. Oh, nobody's looking. I'll just run back normally now.
You know, yeah, exactly. You know, it's fun to go to an amusement park. There are tons of them around the country. Everyone's got their own little niche. I would recommend that you go to YouTube and type in Verrückt. It's Verrückt, Verrückt, okay? Verrückt is German for crazy, and there is it's the largest water slide in the world now, okay?
Okay.
Verrückt, they did a test run with a sandbag and a camera on it, okay? Ain't happening. You couldn't pay me enough to get on that thing.
But they've got netting around
it. No, I don't care. It's not going to happen. So anyway, Chris the Trekkie texts in. You can pay to cut in line at most amusement parks. This is true.
Yes,
there is a program. Apparently, it's made legal, but this is illegally. cutting in line. But there are things you can do. There are 11 things, by the way, 11 that you can do that will get you thrown out of an amusement park or a theme park, okay? And we're talking about more than like bringing handguns or booze in or wearing a T-shirt with offensive language, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things that take note that if you do this, you're going to be in trouble. Bringing in a big cooler. Drinking plenty of water between rides is important, but that doesn't mean you should be carting around your own personal hydration station. Big-sided coolers are prohibited at SeaWorld, Disney, and Universal anyway. Actually, Universal also prohibits soft coolers, which are the styrofoam ones, and then the kind that, you know, the sides are soft. Larger than 8.5 inches wide by 6 inches high by 6 inches deep. So, yes. Okay, now this one goes specific to Disneyland and Disney World. Okay? Wear loose clothing. Be happy. Do not dress up as your favorite Disney character. Okay? This, you know, they might want, you know, people to push doing that. But I can see where there'd be some people, certain people, wearing a Snow White costume or a dwarf costume or, you know, something like that. That don't really look good in it.
Yeah, right.
And that would indicate that maybe, you know, I wear it. So, in accordance with park policy, adults who dress in attire too similar to a real Disney character may be asked to leave. Okay, there you go. All right.
You'd have all these kids running up to you thinking you're the actual Disney
exactly.
character that's working.
And if you are of a certain ilk where you just don't like children and you tell one of them to go do something, Disney would not be happy.
No.
So, be that as it may, okay, don't do that. Wear other kinds of clothing. You want to wear a T-shirt with Snow White or Goofy or fine. Just don't wear the outfit. Although, and I will tell you this, because I saw this in The Big Bang Theory. There was an episode where the three women, Penny and Amy and Bernadette, went to Disney. You can be made up as a Disney princess. Because I believe there was an argument as to who was going to go as Cinderella. And those of you who watch The Big Bang Theory are very familiar with this episode. I guess you can be made up to look like a Disney character.
Okay.
But you can't go into the park dressed as a Disney character. Okay. So, all right, here we go. Number three, markers and paint. Think twice before unleashing your skills of graffiti before your next visit. Parks spend millions of dollars each year maintaining your facility and keeping the grounds clean. Wannabe graffiti taggers are not welcome. Magic markers and spray paint. No. Don't want to do that. Mm-mm. This one is interesting. I would not have thought that this is something. Straws.
Straws.
It's no surprise that most parks have a restriction on outside food and beverage. SeaWorld does not permit glass bottles, cans, and straws in safety for the animals and the guests. Now, I could see that. If you're trying to sneak in a few straws, keep in mind that bags and backpacks entering the park are subject to inspection, so it's probably a good thing to leave your favorite straw in the car, or you're going to get it taken away from you.
I've never had Cedar Point check my bag before.
Really?
And it's like it's one of those that you wear right on your back.
Yeah, well, most of the time they do. They do. Packing a picnic. Well, duh. They want you to buy the $8 hamburger inside.
I refuse to do that.
While small snack items are permitted at Universal Orlando, packing a full meal is prohibited. There's a ban on picnic lunches and food that requires heating or refrigeration. So make sure if you want fancy food, you're going to drop dough at the location. Now, I will tell you this, and I know it's expensive. One of my favorite places to go is the buffet restaurant at Cedar Point mm-hmm. for lunch. It's a very good place. Once I eat, though, I'm not going on another ride. Forget it. Not even the merry-go-round, because those of you who know, Cedar Point's merry-go-round goes around rather fast.
It does.
Well, one of them does. The other one's kind of, la, la, la. I could go on that one, but told you I was
old. I ride the one where the horses race each other.
Oh, yeah, that's Cedar Downs. That's
Cedar
the fast
Downs,
one.
Yeah, that's really fast.
I'll ride that before I eat. After I eat, forget it. Obscene tattoos. Rocking a distasteful T-shirt may be enough to get you out of most parks, but if you've got a short-sleeve shirt and you have an obscene tattoo, ain't going to happen. Do some concealer makeup or wear a long-sleeve shirt or you might get bounced out of Disney. It is, after all, a family park, whether you like it or not. This one I kind of giggled at, okay? Segways. One of those things that, you know, that were made famous by Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yes.
You know? For the 15 of those of you who saw it. Segways are prohibited in many major parks, Disney, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens. With winding past costumed characters and hundreds of kids running loose, it's tough enough to navigate when there's nobody around, let alone when you have to dodge every 15 seconds. Okay. You know, that ban on them is probably for the best anyway. Now we come to what Chris was talking about, and Michael, cutting in line, which is known as unruly guest behavior. There's several different behaviors that are prohibited, okay? It's like Six Flags, including line jumpers, okay? Now, be patient, or do, as Chris mentioned, and that is, and at Cedar Point, I know you can do this. At Disney, I know you can do this.
Yep.
There is a program where you can pay, and that gives you that pass where you can go to the front of the line.
The fast pass.
The fast pass. And it's expensive. But, hey, you want to be first? You want to be first? Then pay for the fast pass.
I'm fine for waiting.
Wearing emergency personnel-style clothing. This is an interesting one, too. It's fine if your dream is to be a New York City cop or if FDNY member, but leave your fake uniform at home. If you wear an item of clothing that says paramedic and ready gear that looks similar to a uniform designed for an emergency member, Universal or Orlando won't let you in. Why? Well, for obvious reasons. I love Chris. Yeah, well,
I
they're
agree.
Paying big bucks, dude. I mean, what are you going to do? Parks want to come down on confusion in case of a real emergency. So if it's a real emergency, they don't want people who, you know, look like a paramedic or anything to, you know, well, no, I just wear the clothing. Chris, our buddy, the Trekkie, those people who pay to cut in line fast pass really honk me off. I can't say the other word, Chris. You know that. They should just get in line with everybody else. Yeah, there's a lot of people that think that. But you know what? If you're willing to pay that, I don't know how much it costs for a fast pass. I'll have to ask Michael when he comes back. Being young and alone. This I can understand. Most theme parks are designed for children. That doesn't mean the parents can drop off the kids and wave bye-bye. Disney World prohibits unaccompanied kids under the age of 14. SeaWorld suggests that visitors 13 and younger be accompanied by an adult, but does specifically state the young kids will actually be turned away at the gate. Now, if you have a daughter or a son who's like 20, 21, 8, you know, 18, 19, yeah, you can drop them off. They're expected to be mature enough to handle themselves. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
anyway. I hope they would be able to handle themselves.
Chris doesn't, he says people should just get in line like everybody else. How much is a fast pass? Do you know? Do you remember?
$50,
okay,
I think.
So it's a lot of money. It almost costs as much as the admission. But if you're going to kind of pay that kind of money, hey, whatever.
See, most of the time I go, there's not long lines anyway, so it wouldn't even be worth it.
Well, you know, sometimes, and you know, I got to tell you, the best time to go in is right after it rains.
Yeah,
because
no one's going to be in
clears
there.
Out, you know, a lot of the whatever.
I mean, I've waited like 15 minutes for like Millennium Force and Top Thrill Dragster and half an hour for Maverick, and that's been all in one day.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah. My son said Top Fuel Dragster was a lot of fun. I said, yeah, it sounded like it. I sit on the ground and watch that go.
I get scared every time I'm going to ride it, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know what they tell you when you get on, right, is that you never know if you're going to go all the way to the top. You might come back.
It's true.
And if it does, then they'll shoot you up there again until they get it around.
Sometimes you get stuck right at the top.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
It's not going to happen. All right, so last but not least, feeding the animals. This one has to do with a lot of the places that have animal attractions. They offer a bit of nature and tons of artificial attractions, but don't get too close. Okay, these animals are kept under close watch, so don't try feeding them your cotton candy or hot dog and think you can get away with it. Although, Disney's Animal Kingdom and SeaWorld offer visitors the chance to pet or feed the animals under supervision. Feeding one of the animals on your trip could get you evicted from SeaWorld, Six Flags, or Disney. Now, there may be some places that say, yeah, you can feed the animals. But, you know, used to be a place in Coloma called Deer Forest, and you could feed the deer. It was fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Cedar Point, I think there's a place you can feed the fish, too. I know Michigan's Adventure has
They do.
You
they do
take
have a
that
place.
Quarter and, you know, and toss the, you know, they all go crazy.
I think you can feed, chickens there too, or
some
other
like
type of animal.
Yeah, something like that. It's
that's
fun.
Out in the frontier country.
I have a I have a quick Cedar Point story I'm going to tell you that will probably bore you, but that's okay. I had a friend. Excuse me. I actually had a friend one time. You amazing? Isn't he? You know that? I had a friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. We were at Cedar Point. We were having fun, the three friends and I. And we were enjoying ourselves. And my friend, who worked for a radio station up north of here, said, well, you ought to call around 4 o'clock, you know, and say hi and see how, you know, things are going, and we'll just have some fun. I said, okay. I call him. He goes, I can't talk to you. There's a tornado warning here. He goes, which means in about 3 to 4.5 hours, it's going to be where you're at. And we're like, oh, crap. So we ran around and, you know, did everything we possibly could. You know, at Cedar Point, they have the big, huge Ferris wheel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're up on the Ferris wheel. The guy, my friend and I are up there. We get all the way to the top and we look. That, you know, we're looking around. Mm-hmm. You look down the coast a ways, okay? I bet it was maybe, it could have been 10 miles. Lightning. We're yelling at the top of our lungs, get us down! We came around, and they kind of stopped with us like three cars up. Guy goes, why are you yelling? Thunderstorms off. Off now. Because we're, you know, we're into the park. I mean, you got to runaways. So we get, they finally let us off, and a couple of other people that were in front of us, because they're like, yeah, man, let us off too, will you? And other people are listening to this, and then they're getting to the top, and they're looking, and so they started clearing us off as best we could. I bet we got to the car 5 minutes before the monsoon hit.
Oh, wow.
And we got back to the hotel, and there were tornado watches out. It was a severe thunderstorm. But if we hadn't been up on the Ferris wheel, we never would have seen it. So
incredible.
It was fun.
I've been up on the Windseeker, the one that goes around at 300 feet up.
No, it ain't happening.
And you could see clear out on Lake Erie. And,
oh, it's cool, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Well, isn't that a top fuel dragster you can see into Canada if it's clear?
Yeah, for about 1 second.
I was going to say, are you paying attention?
I'm looking at the ground, yeah, like, thinking how far that's down there.
Well, you know, it's not an amusement park, and it's not a a theme park, so to speak. But it is a wonderful place to go, and that is Celebration Cinema.
Definitely.
They have
a
so many different
place.
Theaters. They have the IMAX, they have the DBX, they have all sorts of, and Oscar's Diner is awesome. Oh, the food is just delightful. It is. They're remaking, I don't know why, they're remaking the Planet of the Apes. So those of you who have stuck with us through this 40 minutes or so of the show are going to be rewarded once again. I have not one, not two, a 4-pack of tickets to go see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. It starts tomorrow, actually, at Celebration Cinema Crossroads. You will be one of the first people to get passes for this movie to see it, and all you need to be is caller number
6.
All right, there you go. Caller number 6 at 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You will go to the movies on Celebration Cinema and 590 WKZO and go see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. 4 passes. Not too bad. Tomorrow, we're going to, speak with, hopefully, Eric Nesbitt, State Representative Eric Nesbitt. I believe we're also going to talk with Dan Moyle, who is one of my favorite people in the world. He is the Vice President of Talons Out Honor Flight. Now, if you've never heard of this organization, they're an organization that honors our veterans, the greatest generation ever known, our World War II veterans and so on, by taking them on a one-day trip to Washington, D.C., all expenses paid, so that they can see the World War II monument before they pass away. We're losing so many of our World War II veterans. And Talons Out Honor Flight has got a couple of fundraisers coming up, and we're going to talk with Dan Moyle tomorrow afternoon about those and how you can get involved if you would like to get involved. Talons Out also actually takes veterans of all wars if they unfortunately are suffering from a terminal illness. So they want to get as many veterans in, and they've got a flight coming up in September that Dan will talk about. But it is always nice to have him here, and we will we'll talk with him about that. Don't forget, I-94 westbound, until around noon tomorrow, the right-hand lane is closed down because they're repairing a pothole right around exit 78. This is going to slow traffic down in the westbound from, we've had backups reported all the way back to mile marker 83. It's starting to get closer to the Galesburg exit. So you might want to find an alternate route. Alternate routes would, of course, be going and, I think, hitting MN Avenue, which becomes Kilgore. You could also go north and go on M96. Now, but remember, when you're taking these alternate routes, that there are other people taking these alternate routes as well, and that means the traffic is going to be a little heavier on those places. So keep in tune with traffic, though. Let us know. Text the word traffic to 80373, and we'll keep you updated. And if you see something and it's safe for you to call us, then give us a call at 382-4280. So short show, man.
Short day.
Short day. Tomorrow, of course, is Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. The Kalamazoo Growlers are in action tonight. They're in Green Bay. So go Growlers. And the West Michigan Whitecaps are on 1660 The Fan tonight. 7:55 airtime as they take on Bowling Green.
Which I found out that it's in Kentucky.
It's in Kentucky. All right, so they're in Kentucky. Hopefully they'll keep the winning going. That would be nice. So Michael and I will be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Have a great day. 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.